like Ike. I like Ike. Everybody likes Ike.
For president.
Hang out the banner. Beat the drum.
Campaign messages started out simple. That catchy tune there is from a spot sponsored by Eisenhower's campaign in 1952. That was the first year both candidates used television to campaign. And that same kind of ad continued for some time. But as the 1960s transitioned into the 70s and on, campaigns began to push more and more complex messages.
It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than four short years ago?
During many elections, the burden of political messaging was on the incumbent. He had to highlight his accomplishments during his first 4 years. Ronald Reagan's Prouder, Stronger, Better campaign with the tagline, It's Morning in America, pulled it off particularly well. But then Clinton and then Bush added in some attacks on their opponents to help while still touting their own records.
Now our economy has been growing for 10 straight months. The largest tax relief in history. 1.4 million jobs added since August. Inflation, interest, and mortgage rates low. Record home ownership. John Kerry's response, he's talking about the Great Depression. One thing sure, pessimism never created a job.
So President Obama has complained that the Romney campaign has an easy job of it. At fundraisers, the president says the entire message of his opponent's campaign can fit in a bumper sticker or in a tweet. It's Obama's fault. The Obama campaign, on the other hand, has a little more nuanced story to send over to the voters, and that puts him perhaps at a disadvantage. Joining us now, Julian Zelzer, a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks for joining us again, Julian.
Thanks for having me.
You know, in many ways, the incumbent has the advantage on so many particulars of a presidential campaign, but is this one in which the incumbent is at a disadvantage?
Well, I mean, I think the incumbent always faces the double challenge on the one hand of attacking his opponent and running some kind of negative campaign like a Lyndon Johnson did against Barry Goldwater in 64. But on the other hand, defending his record and offering a positive vision. You know, the opponent, the person out of power, can basically focus on the person in the White House. So I do think the incumbent always has a little bit more of a burden. But still, I don't think either side has, you know, the easiest ride.
Well, I mean, which is, I guess, the simpler task? I mean, I would assume that because the president, the incumbent, has been in office for 4 years, they're a known entity, they're on record with what they would do and how they would run the country. That's a more difficult campaign message to simplify than for the person who's never been president, who can say, look, this is what I would do, not what I have done.
It's always easier to run against something than to run for something and in favor of something. And President Obama has this huge record. That's an asset, as you said. But on the other hand, he really has to explain what he did. And I think that's a much harder task, especially given the state of the economy. Look, if it was morning in America again, if it was like the mid-1980s, it's a little easier because that record then becomes the storyline of revival. But in this case, the economy is doing terribly. Things don't seem to have improved that much. So you look at the record and it's more like the task that a Jimmy Carter faced. And that's very hard to sell.
And historically didn't turn out that well for Jimmy Carter's reelection chances. So what does one do when one's an incumbent? How does one simplify what could be an extremely complicated message on your record?
Well, look, on the one hand, he will have to run a negative campaign, and that is what incumbents do. He'll have to really focus and in some ways just eviscerate Mitt Romney as a person, as a politician. And I'm not going to be surprised if we see that in the coming months. But in some ways, he's going to have to defend what the next 4 years are about. It will be difficult to justify the last 4 years in the end. As long as the economy is doing this poorly, it's hard to make a case to the people simply that this has been a good plan. This has worked. Even though you can't see it, it's really working. So he needs a four-year plan. He almost has to run as if this is a new campaign, as if he's not in the White House, and tell voters, you know, what happens in 2013, 2014 to see economic revival.
We're speaking to Julian Zelzer, a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. You know, Julian, when you listen to the things like I Like Ike from the 1950s and even on into the 60s, and they sound, you know, cheerful and upbeat, and like I said, very simple, it kind of makes you believe that perhaps American voters are more nuanced today, are able to absorb more complicated messages. But is that really the case?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, still if you think about some of the big campaign themes of the last few election cycles, they're simple. President Obama, as Barack Obama in 2008, had a very simple message. It was change. And that resonated at the time, changing the status quo, changing the existing leadership. President Bush ran on a theme of national security and keeping America safe. You have to be able to find something that essentially doesn't have to be explained, that it's so simple, it's so direct, that it works that way. And I think voters still like that, and voters don't want complicated messages. And I'm not sure it's that they're not nuanced. I think that's part of the measure of leadership. Can you boil things down to a sentence in terms of what you're going to do? And so, like it or not, I think the candidates still have to do that.
But they still have to do that. Well, that's exactly it. If that's a measure of leadership, then we haven't seen it yet. I mean, neither the Obama campaign nor the Mitt Romney campaign have boiled this down to a simple, uncomplicated message.
They haven't. And going back to the Ronald Reagan in 1984, it was very short. Morning in America again. We have recovered. We've revived the country. That was the message. Very simple. And I think both candidates are really struggling to do that right now. And, you know, again, President Obama has to do it a little more because Romney has Obama as his message. That is his message. Obama needs to still defend what he's done and what he's going to do.
So maybe they could, either one of them, it could take a hint from Clint Eastwood and just come up with a message of it's halftime in America.
Yeah, maybe. That might work. But I think given the direction of the economy in the last few weeks, President Obama needs to say more than it's halftime. He has to say there's a new game ahead and I have a way to win it.
And Romney's going to have to say something other than it's all Obama's fault.
Absolutely. At some point, voters are going to want to know what he's going to be for, not just who he's against.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We wonder, what kind of message would you construct for your political campaign? You can call us with your political messaging at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can always post a comment at thetakeaway.org as well.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.